For our daily dose of reality, we turn to business reporter Stuart Yurton. He joins us on the line this morning from Honolulu Civil Beats Kaimuki Studios. Good morning, Stuart. How are you doing?
Good morning, Catherine. Doing great. Thanks.
Yes. Yeah, so your story today focuses on Mana Up. Explain to our listeners what that's all about.
So Mana Up is a business accelerator. It works with small businesses that have promised to grow in Hawaii. They have a focus. They really want to work on authentically Hawaiian businesses. They do a lot of stuff with value-added agriculture products. And they're really working with small businesses trying to help them get started.
I really love the layout on this article, the online article. It really kind of spotlights all these young and upcoming entrepreneurs.
It does. And we wanted to do that. We also wanted to, as we do on Reality Check, bring some reality to the situation. And it is very hard to run a business in Hawaii, and especially to start a small business.
And the idea is that these local brands hopefully can become global.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of these brands, again, Mana Up has really good standards. They really vet the companies. They find promising companies. And there are some very interesting products that they're selling. There's a sort of high-end slipper company. There's someone making textile products, sort of home textiles, like pillows and bed sheets or whatever, linens. Mm-hmm. We have people... again, doing food products, baby clothes, aloha shirts, all kinds of things.
But like you mentioned, there are all these challenges if you're a small business, and then particularly to being out here in the middle of the Pacific and trying to get the attention not just of the local community and local buyers, but abroad.
Exactly. You know, the slipper company, for instance, Hine Slippers, you know, they're competing with companies like Olukai, which is not a Hawaiian company. It's based in California. They use a lot of Hawaiian imagery, Hawaiian words. The name is a Hawaiian word, and they have a pretty big footprint, have done a good job marketing out there. And here we have the local Hawaiian company, slipper maker, and it's really just getting started, trying to get some traction.
So how long has Mana Up been around, and how successful have they been in helping these little companies?
Well, they're on their third cohort now. So they've been around a while. We're looking at the success they had. I had a conversation this morning with someone. We're trying to get that. I mean, I can say that the one company, a small startup, woman was making bathing suits, swimsuits from her garage. She's now has seven-figure sales. So some of these companies are doing quite well. Yeah.
So is there any sense as to maybe what resonates with people? Is it more the food products or the clothing?
Well, the thing that we hear is that Hawaii has a great brand. People like Hawaii. They like the Hawaiian brand. Unfortunately, a lot of other people use the brand and use words when they're not based here. So that's a little bit of a problem, that sort of appropriation of mm-hmm. the Hawaii brand.
Copycats.
The copycats. So, but yeah, it seems like it's across the board. And again, Mana Up is focusing on certain things. So that's why we see what we see with them.
Okay. And then as far as then the competition for, you know, getting in to be showcased as one of the cohorts, is that a pretty complicated process?
Well, they definitely have a vetting process. And I think that's part of the value of something like Mana Up. They really work with and find good companies that are very promising.
Right. So if you can get into this cohort, then you're most definitely something worth looking at.
For sure.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Stuart. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. To read his business stories, visit civilbeat.org.